Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
She touched my peppy, Steve.
You're not going to do that story, are you?
No.
I'm good.
Okay. That's why I brought it up off the air.
That's fine.
Good. We'll be doing that.
A couple emailers want to know if anyone had Jesus in the Rose Again from the Deadpool.
We don't have that.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, we're not going to do, no.
I didn't think we did.
Every year they would get a hit.
Though, I know.
You know, and that's not fair.
It would be kind of predictable. Because I don't know anybody else who's risen again from the dead.
Lazarus.
Really?
Just watched that last night.
The greatest story ever told.
Saw it.
Or is that Ten Commandments?
That was on CNN. It was brand new news.
Oh.
Oh,
breaking news.
It was on CNN, actually. They're running a fact, fiction, forgery, Jesus thing.
Oh, okay.
That's one way to go to sleep.
Anything you didn't already know?
There's more stories about Jesus not being real. Too, I saw that, but I'm not going to get into that.
A mythical figure?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Oh, we see a conglomeration.
CNN did not get into that.
Gets the hairs up on the rabbit.
A lot of people think you're more than one emailer. Thinks your Australian accent was a Forrest Gump from Family Guy.
I got it. But a dingo killed my baby?
Yeah.
It does sound like a gift for it.
It does.
I get it. Yeah, I can see it. That might have been my inspiration.
Specifically, Forrest Gump from Family Guy. Not Forrest Gump. Gump from Family Guy.
Didn't say it was perfect. All I can do is potato. That's my best accent. Even the Irish don't like that.
That's your best, huh?
Potato.
It's Peter Frampton's birthday today.
Love Peter Frampton. What you got, though? He's got something bad.
Yeah.
Because he's on his farewell tour.
You got some kind of the palsy?
No, it's inclusion body myositis.
Yeah, it's
going to have
trouble playing guitar after a while,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. Muscle turns to fat, basically.
Oh, jeez. Well, yeah, on everybody.
It deteriorates quickly.
Love Peter Frampton.
Film director, producer, writer, John Waters. It's his birthday today as well. You're familiar with John Waters, eh?
I know John Waters, yeah.
Who's older, John Waters or Peter Frampton?
I think the obvious one is Waters because
Hairspray, Crybaby, yeah. Polyester, Pink Flamingos.
But he was doing crazy stuff in the late 60s, early 70s in Baltimore before he came on the national scene.
Peter Frampton.
And Frampton Frampton was pretty young in Humble Pie.
This better not be a push.
I'll say Waters is older.
Yeah, I'm going to say Waters.
Yeah, I'm going to guess John Waters, too.
Peter Frampton's 69. John Waters is 73 today.
Yeah!
All right.
Yes! Not even close. Thank you for not pushing. We're gonna go all medieval in Petey's ass eventually with his with this pushing stuff.
Yeah, there should be a limit to how many times you can push.
I know.
Yeah, zero.
Yeah.
Well, especially not twice in a row.
Well, the game's called Who's Older.
That was
older.
Twice in a row.
The game's called Who's Older, not Who's kind of the same age.
Good point.
Well, the game was originally called Who's Older.
That's an excellent
point.
So
somebody has to be older in the game to play Who's Older. I never thought about that. The next time he brings up push, we're not playing Who's Close. Who might be the same age? We're not playing that. We're playing Who's Older. Am I right? I think about it.
Yep.
That is the name of the game.
Yeah.
And I want the scoreboard guy to keep that in mind.
And go back.
Yeah. Pushers are now just scrubbed from the record books.
They didn't happen?
No.
Well, unless he knows time of birth and he actually has someone that's older.
He ain't going to look that up. We won't know anyway.
That's tough to find.
Right.
I think the only one we know for sure is, I forgot. Because Larry the Cable Guy and Michael Jordan share the same birthday. And I think Michael Jordan was born earlier than Larry the Cable Guy. I think he was an evening baby, and Jordan was a morning baby.
And they were the same. Oh, they're the same age, too, right?
They might be the same age.
It wouldn't matter.
Right, same day.
It has to be the same day. It doesn't matter. It has to be the same age.
Well, I mean, exactly same day.
I think they,
if I'm not mistaken.
Think they were.
I think they are the same
age.
Yeah.
Which is why that comes into play.
Yeah, that's why I think we had them.
It's the only reason that comes into play.
The only reason, yeah.
Exactly.
They are, in fact, born on the same day, same year.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and Michael Jordan's older by about 9 hours.
But Larry's got a better jump shot.
1963, right?
Yes.
Sometimes people are attracted to people and it doesn't make sense. Seems inexplicable, nonsensical to some people, but science, they say, can explain a lot of why we feel what we feel for another person. It catches our eye, even if we're not aware of it.
I just want to thank women for liking guys at all.
Yeah.
Because
it's not easy.
Because we're nasty.
It cannot be easy.
I mean, we're just nasty. We do
look
nasty
at us,
things.
Listen
we
to
have
us.
Nasty crevices.
Smell
everything
us.
About us is just,
I got nasty
smell
habits.
Right.
Don't you want to live with me?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And Tom Cruise and every stud ever out there does nasty crap. And they're just nasty. So I want to thank women for liking nasty dudes. But otherwise, what's the reasoning?
Well, there's any number of things.
Right.
A man often gets romantically involved with a woman he sees has certain qualities there that are biologically coded to mean healthy and, by extension, fertile.
Oh, that goes back to that fertile stuff, right?
Yes, it
man,
does.
So we just all want to sturdy women?
Yeah, so they looked at things that men are hardwired to look for in a potential lover. Hardwired.
Nice butts.
To look for in a potential lover. You're very close. Her hips.
Does this go away when you get older?
Evolution?
Yeah. I mean, are you even at 50 years of age looking to reproduce?
Well,
because I would think that urge grows a little less strong.
And you might not want kids
as you get older.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either.
It may, but if you are talking millions of years of evolution,
probably not.
50 years of evolution isn't going to wipe that away.
I guess not.
They looked at the things that men are hardwired to look for in a potential lover. First of all, her hips. A study found a correlation between the number of children a woman had and her waist to hip ratio. These findings suggested that this preference for a lower ratio, maybe because it's a biological indicator that a woman has not had many, if any, children, and meaning she's got the capacity for more.
Man.
One of those odd things
that
we would never know that we are looking at.
Is that why we want to spread our seed then, too?
Is that why
we're pigs?
Symmetry as well. Men's biology seems to be fixated on symmetry. You know, that's when divided in half, each side of an object, a person, or an image mirrors the other. We use it as a subconscious tool for rating attractiveness, according to the journal Symmetry.
Yeah.
They think that we think that that may be an indication of overall health.
Yeah, you like the eyes to be equally far apart.
Like or equally tall.
Right. Your eyes wide set. You like them to be symmetrical.
Evenly, yes. Equally tall.
Yeah, otherwise, that's not attractive.
Guys tend to like longer hair in women. According to a study in the journal Human Nature, women with longer hair rated by male participants as appearing healthier and more attractive. Now, this is a very small influence on how we feel about the attractiveness of women, because if we already viewed her as attractive, her hair length didn't really influence how we felt about her.
Pretty face is pretty face.
But it was the women who were rated as plain who were deemed much more attractive when shown with long hair.
Got it.
Red lipstick. Yeah. A behavior exhibited in males throughout the animal kingdom, specifically primates. They prefer the color red.
Because of the butt.
Female cycle.
Right. That means female
monkeys actually reddened while ovulating, and the males, responded to that change.
Yep. So would you project that right on a woman's lips?
Yeah.
Their face lips, you mean?
Well, she's
fertile.
It just grabs a part of your brain that you don't know.
Big red lipstick, yeah.
Since their ass usually isn't on display.
Great ass! Like a baboon, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
The way she smells or her pheromones, they say that a woman's cycle directly influences the pheromones she emits.
Are you cycling?
Depending on where she is in her cycle, men may find her more attractive simply because of the smell of the pheromones that she's giving off.
Are you cycling?
Bright and healthy eyes as well. It's believed that since bright eyes are viewed as healthier.
You have the reddest ass.
Dull or dry eyes associated with aging. And fuller lips seen as being attractive.
Face
on
lips?
A woman.
Okay, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
men spend about half of their interaction looking at a female's lips upon meeting a new woman.
Because we're thinking. Because we're scum.
It's viewed as a physical characteristic of a healthy woman. And apparently their voices as well. Their tone lowers and deepens with age, and men are more attracted to women with a higher tone to their voice. Yeah. Well, the higher tone to their voice, according to Smithsonian.
Oh, we like the higher tone.
Yes, we do. According to Smithsonian Magazine.
That means we like young girls, you mean?
No,
that's what
I do.
It sounds like.
I don't mean that.
Well, I'm just drunk.
You might take it from that, but please don't.
I meant women, young women, I meant.
Still. Yeah, the perception is that a younger woman is healthier and younger women have higher pitched voices.
Don't guys just like women that like them?
That's been our science.
I think that's most guys'
tends
science.
To be the one.
You're attracted to women that are attracted to you.
But these things may come into play because pinpoint it.
You can't control that.
True. You can't control it. You can't pinpoint it and say, nuh-uh.
I don't know what it is about you.
Right. I mean, we may gravitate toward the red-ass chick in the bar. But if she doesn't return the vibe, if she doesn't really like us.
Yeah, she hides that red
ass
from us.
Then we kind of move on and we say, I wasn't really attracted to her in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She must be a bitch.
Look at that red ass bitch over there.
Yeah. She's not, but you get a little
I
hurt.
I can tell she wants me by now. She's totally ignoring me.
Right.
You and get never, a little, never even looks at my
I way. Had to keep telling her my eyes are up here.
Yeah, that's right. Get a little red butt hurt. And, right. You can't do that. More than 80% of American parents. More than 80% of American parents.
We're parents.
American parents, too.
Support teaching children about climate change in school.
Yeah, and the other 20% are stupid.
Or less than 20%, but still about then. A new NPR Ipsos poll also finds that regardless of whether they have children, two-thirds of Republicans and 90% of Democrats are on board. Two-thirds of Republicans, I say.
Yeah, they are, but their congressmen don't vote that way. You're right. They do polls and more polls all the time where people know, hey, it's happening. The world's sucking. We better do something about it. But the politicians don't vote that way.
Yeah,
on the right.
They would learn that they don't necessarily have to pander to idiots.
They don't.
Because right there, two-thirds. Two-thirds are Republicans.
Yes.
Which tells me not all Republicans are idiots.
No, they know it's happening. But they go, whoa, we can't do that. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, it's happening.
It's happening, sweetheart.
Scoreboard guy says push is not scored unless someone guesses push. So he doesn't count then.
All right. He was on that, too.
Good.
He tweeted it out right away, man.
Well, you made an excellent point.
Mm-hmm. The game's called Who's Older?
The name of the game is Who Is Older?
So I can't wait to hammer Petey with that next
time. Occasionally, it's Who's Eldest?
True, if we play
or
three.
Oldest.
Yeah.
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 Still.
That is grammatically correct, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Groups of three. Who's eldest?
Mm-hmm. Washington could soon become the first state in the nation to allow the composting of human remains. The state Senate and House both voted to finalize their approval of Bill 5001 titled Concerning Human Remains. The measure legalizes organic reduction and so-called liquid cremation.
Why not?
As alternatives to the more traditional methods of burial and or cremation.
Yeah, we can't have just a zillion.
They say that human composting
cement
is more environmentally friendly than burial and cremation.
Yeah, we're going to run out of room for cemeteries.
But you can't just put that compost anywhere, can you?
Once you have it, you can.
They give you the soil.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You do what you want.
So then you could be grandma's a tree in the yard.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Isn't it going to smell?
Well.
No.
Not for one.
No, because you give it to these people. You give it to the composting people first.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you give it to the composting people. They cover it in natural materials like straw or wood chips.
Right.
And over the course of about 3 to 7 weeks, thanks to microbial activity, it breaks down into soil. While the body is being broken down, families will be able to visit the facility, and they will ultimately receive the soil that remains of their loved one.
Well, is it? Are they underneath the soil so you don't walk in to see grandma laying there rotting in dirt?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
She must be piled high with dirt. You can't see her. Yeah, she's underneath it somewhere.
At least running through a wood chipper or something?
No.
No?
That's
no.
What Todd
see,
was.
I was thinking they give you grandma's body back and you just throw her in your own compost heap out in the backyard.
Right. No.
That's probably not cool.
Pre-composted for you.
Okay, that's
there's
different.
There's a foot hanging out of your compost, pal.
Yeah, I was going to say, your neighbors are going to complain.
Grandma's
if you're
mulch.
Just doing that.
We're mulching grandma.
Yeah. Next thing you know, there's a big investigation.
Why there's a foot sticking out of your mulch?
Yeah.
That's grandma. She died naturally.
Totally innocent.
We
just killed grandma a bunch of times there. That's not fair.
Well, call your grandma today because she's probably going to die soon.
Yep. Eventually.
Second wave of the flu. In the United States.
Great.
This is the longest flu season in a decade. It's officially been going on for 21 weeks, started about Thanksgiving. And most illnesses were caused by one flu strain, but a worse strain started hitting more people in mid-February. So we are going through that. And get your flippin'.
And get your kids vaccinated. That story is getting crazy.
Well, I'll tell the doctors to get the predominant strain of flu. Get that right. Because they guessed wrong this year.
It's tough to guess.
It's real tough. But still, having it is better than not having it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll take
the flu shot, I mean.
Some of the impact out, from what I understand.
Yeah. But that's what we have found.
Yeah, if they actually guess the predominant strain and you're vaccinated against the predominant strain and that predominant strain shows up, you're going to have less flu.
Right. Researchers at St. Jude's Children's Hospital in Memphis are using gene therapy to cure babies born with the so-called bubble boy disease.
I saw this. Yeah.
Now, this disease prevents babies from developing immune systems to fight even routine infections. And so St. Jude researchers reported that babies in the trial develop fully functioning immune systems. They're going to make sure that it's got long-term benefits, but in the study, researchers say the babies are now living a normal life with fully functioning immune systems. They say this is a cure. Published in the issue of the New England Journal of Medicine.
Yeah, there's a couple
of
different movies out there. The original movie, Bubble Boy, was John Travolta played one in the 70s, late 70s, a TV movie about him being in a bubble, falling in love with a chick he couldn't touch. And I remember this, isn't there a funny one out there, though? I think it was a comedy about a bubble boy where a guy just walks around with a big bubble head on.
And there was.
I think it was a full-blown comedy. I think it was, yeah.
There was. Great news.
We'll be the judge of that.
Oh, just trust me.
All right.
Get ready to bring the gavel down on the side of great news.
Got it.
A new study says that marijuana users do not gain as much weight as people who do not smoke weed.
Yeah, I figured that because, you know, a lot of drunks or big fat guys eat a lot. So I didn't really surprise me at all because, you know. I've known a lot of stoners in my life, and they're not necessarily big fat guys.
Well, many of them get the munchies.
I know. That's what surprised me a little bit.
Researchers.
But they're also not pounding a bunch of alcohol either, right?
And that count.
That's calories.
Yes. I mean, of course, some people are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. So a lot of stoners I know are drunks.
But at the same
I didn't wave at Todd. I just kind of pointed at him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, not everyone is.
No, you're right.
Yeah, most people are either one or the other.
Yeah. Mm.
Most people can't be a two sports star.
but you are.
You are the Bo Jackson of vices.
And I admire you for that.
They studied a group of people over 3 years at Michigan State, or researchers with Michigan State
Morons.
Did. They found that everybody gained weight during the course of the study, but people who smoked weed gained less weight. And the people who did not smoke weed, they don't know why, they don't recommend using weed as a way to lose weight.
Well, why not?
They're just noticing, because no one lost weight. They just gained less than everyone else.
The marijuana has fewer calories than beer.
Right.
It does.
Yeah.
You're gonna sit and
slam
it's bad.
A 12-pack every night. You're going to get the munchies, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, beer munchies are just as bad as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got them both.
Out of Mississippi, Penny Ivy Thompson said that her truck was supposed to be at the local dealership for service. But she saw it tailgating another car going down the road, and she followed her car that was supposed to be in the dealership to make sure that it got to its destination in one piece, she says. So she followed her car over to the Lowe's.
Yep. So they just took it for a joyride.
Well,
to get something, use this car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said she waited 20 minutes for the employee to come back out. But eventually called the dealer and said, hey, where's my truck? And then she ended up telling them where her truck was.
Yeah, I'm sitting in front of it at the Lowe's.
And
that would piss you off, man.
It would. So she took her spare key out of her purse and stole her own truck.
Yes! What a great bit, because that
took her own truck.
Because that guy walked out and said he must have crapped himself. I not only shouldn't be driving this to the Lowe's.
Yeah.
Now it's gone.
Yeah.
That is
she
great.
She wrote on the social media, here comes old dummy swinging his shopping bag. He never looked up. He just stopped and stood in the parking lot.
Oh, so she sat and watched it, too.
Yeah, she watched the guy. Yeah. The employee who took the truck apparently was fired, according to the service manager, who was also suspended.
This is the Ferris Bueller, too, by the way. Remember, he dropped off the car, and two Puerto Rican guys just race around in it, bunch of miles
Actually,
on it.
I think one of the guys was black.
That's right. They had to make it completely racist. It's a Puerto Rican guy and a black guy.
Yeah.
take the white sports car out.
The black guy was driving, and Puerto Rican guy was his shotgun. Yeah.
As that movie moved on in life, I started realizing, oh, that's really racist. Ferris Bueller's racist. Don't watch it again.
Don't get me started on the principal. Rooney had some issues, too.
He was a pedophile later on.
Yeah, that was in real life.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.